Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We have the better part of an hour together. We're talking with Sarah, who's been married to her husband for 4 years, but they've been together for a very long time, and he has a teenage son from a previous relationship that he doesn't... When's the last time you actually saw the son, Sarah?
Christmas.
Well, that's not too long ago.
And they're usually just a few visits through the year, for maybe a week or so at a time. Again, due to school and extracurricular activities and things like that. So the visits aren't so much the issue. It's the fact that because the visits are so rare, that I feel like the time in between is almost more important, and mm-hmm. that's where things are lacking.
Okay, so if we're up to you, how would you have your husband deal with the kid?
Weekly talks, you know, on the phone, at least once a week, if not more. And just to be more... consistent in that area, you know, to have sort of a schedule, maybe, in that it's like, okay, we talk on this day, or at least we try to, and if we don't get to talk this day, then what about that day?
Got it. Have you suggested this to your husband?
Yes, we recently, we talked about it throughout our relationship, but about a month ago, we had a serious conversation about it, and he was in agreement and said, yes, you're right, that should be the case. And then since that time, he has not followed through with that whatsoever. And so over the last month, I just find myself, you know, very, very frustrated with it.
Okay. All right, look, I think there are two ways to approach this. And one is not going to be acceptable to you, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you just because for the sake of logic, which is to make it his problem and just walk away from it. Clearly, that's not going to work for you. Let me just ask you, are your parents together?
They are.
Okay. And are his parents together?
They are. And I think where some of this bleeds over for me is that I find myself thinking, even though this is a very specific situation, I find myself thinking about us in that, I don't feel good about this. And so, you know, would this be similar to something with children that we have?
Yeah, no, I got it. I really am a psychologist. Okay, so here's what I would suggest. Because the first option is just not going to work for you. I mean, it makes some logical sense, but it's not going to work. So the second, because you don't want to become the nag in this, because that's going to undermine your marriage almost as much as your frustration with him and your disappointment in him. And he's sort of aware of it as well. Let me suggest that, again, this is a two-pronged approach. So instead of saying to him, look, you're this kid's dad, what if you said to him, because I don't think he knows how to do this. And part of it is, for men, that whole notion of becoming a father means that they're going to become their own father. And most men view themselves as kind of stud muffins and frat boys and jocks and whatever, until they have children. And quite often, even then, they resist it. You can see that some of your friends' husbands all of a sudden start hanging out with the guys or grow a mustache or get a Corvette or buy a motorcycle because they really feel that they're going to become their fathers. So they become Peter Pan for a while. And my guess is whether your husband is consciously dealing with that or not. Look, the two of you have this kind of sexy, cool relationship. You've been together. You don't have kids. You can do whatever you want. And the idea of, and I'm sure he feels a certain amount of guilt about this, and a certain amount of, of Peter Pan. So instead of saying, look, you're this kid's dad, what I would say is, how about if you viewed this kid as that you're his big brother, and that what you're going to do is give him kind of coaching lessons. Does your husband have any brothers?
No.
Great. Does he have sisters?
One.
Okay. Older or younger?
Older.
Okay. So maybe being a big brother is really appealing to him because it means he's in a position of relative power, but not much responsibility. Because I think it's the responsibility that's sort of consciously or unconsciously weighing him down. If if I do this, what does that mean? And should I do more? And you know, no matter how much I am, I'm not with the kids. So how much of a father can I be? And so what if we just take the F word off the table, and he gets to be a big brother? And big brother calls him, you know, once a week on Saturday. And just checks in with him, asks about, you know, whatever he wants to talk with him about, gives him advice about girls or whatever. So because the role of big brother may be significantly easier and less weighty than that of father, number one. Number two, that you combine it with a reward on your part. Of if you'll do this once a week, then on Saturday morning I will walk, you know, I will leave the house so you can do it privately. I trust you. And when we come back, I'll bring you donuts and we'll have wild sex or something. So that it becomes, first of all, less onerous for him. Second of all, it's scheduled and your schedule reinforces it. And third of all, that there's a reward for him in it.
Okay.
Because you then move from the role of nag to the role of kind of co-conspirator and kind of giggly, kind of silly, whatever.
Okay, I like that. I appreciate the suggestion. I just have one more question, if that's okay.
Sure.
So you're exactly right. That's where I'm at. I'm at nag. And I like the idea of, you know, a schedule in that I can kind of be helpful in that, like you said, okay, I'm going to do this. We have this time set aside for you to do this. When he has a rebuttal, you know, in terms of this isn't a good time or if there's something there.
Fine. I would say fine. What time works for you?
Okay.
Yeah, no, the idea is the more inclusive he is, or you can even present it as, look, I had this idea, and I was thinking that Saturday morning, you know, that you tend to like to stay in bed. I'll bring you the phone, I'll bring you a cup of coffee, I'll go out and get bagels. We come back, after you've talked with your kid, we'll have wild sex, and all you have to do is be the big brother.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Let me know if it works. Right?
All right, well,
you know, bagels, donuts, English muffins, whatever you want. All right?
Gotcha.
Fair enough. 855-993-7569. Diane, thanks for being patient with me. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to respond back for your caller with the mom with dementia. I lost my mom at 76. She had 9 years. That she was, you know, not there. But the last year, you are so right. She really had forgotten everything. Yeah. And she was just smiling all the time. She would enjoy seeing people, even though she had no idea who they were. She would just smile. One thing that she did really respond to was music from the older era, Dean Martin. And, you know, just old-time music. She really enjoyed listening to that. And that always seemed to calm her down if she was having kind of a little spell. It just...
Well, terrific. Yeah, I think it is a fairly well-documented phenomenon that, you know, it's the transitions that are hard for all of us. That's why teenage years are so difficult. And when you sort of remember who you were, but you don't remember exactly what you're remembering, is the most frustrating time and the most anger-provoking time and the most paranoid time. And when you when you don't remember what you don't remember, then I think it's a much calmer, smoother sailing. But I'm so delighted, number one, that you called about that, but also to remind people that there was that wonderful documentary and this fairly, again, well-documented phenomenon of people really being able to access, because we know that music accesses a completely different part of the brain, but it has to be meaningful music. So I actually got, I said to my mom, you know, who's your favorite singer? And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, what about Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra? I said, oh, I love Frank Sinatra. So I actually got one of my nieces, who's my little computer guru, I got the iPad or the iPod for her and put that music on for her. And it really can be both entertaining and calming and a great idea.
Yep.
So, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I guess that fanfare is going to be dependent on how you feel about Fast and Furious 7. That's going to be the big movie this weekend. Been eagerly awaited for a bunch of reasons. As someone said, they've become increasingly outrageous. I thought the last one was actually pretty entertaining. In this one, Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for the death of his brother. Jason Statham is the bad guy in this one. He's Deckard Shaw. We've got basically everybody's back for kind of a reunion. We've got Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, both of whom, I mean, Dwayne in particular, is just pumped up to cartoon proportions. It's just unbelievable. And Vin, of course, doesn't really act. He just glowers. But the real reason that there's some interest in this, first of all, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes. It's a long movie for this kind of genre. But the real reason I think that there's so much interest in this is that Paul Walker, basically, as you know, was killed in a car accident in late 2013. So the question is, what were they going to do here? And there, I've heard all sorts of speculation about it. I'm not going to either confirm or deny any speculation. I'm not going to do spoiler here. But to tell you that... All right, let me tell you the good news and the bad news about this one. The plot, basically... I mean, when you talk about a plot in Fast and Furious 7, I mean, you're wasting your breath, right? This is not Hamlet. When you're talking about acting, oh, please. We've got a whole bunch of guys on steroids who glower. They don't really act. So... what are the reasons to see this? Well, curiosity about the issue of Paul Walker and what they do, how they deal with this. Second of all, the stunts are fantastic in this one. I took earplugs because I really would just as soon not be wearing a hearing aid in the next couple of years. And it is very, very noisy. But the stunts are unbelievable, including, I mean, I guess people have seen the previews, so they know that their cars driven out of planes, which we've actually seen before. I'm trying to remember what movie we've seen them, but we've actually seen this before, but not as many of them. The cars going between buildings in Dubai is pretty darn amazing. And the stunt, which hopefully they do not show you in the previews, because it's amazing. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm just going to tell you that the stunts here are literally jaw-dropping. The noise is ear-bursting. The acting is non-existent. And you need to stay for the end because they dedicate this to Paul Walker, which is much, it just says to Paul. And how they play tribute is really, it's very touching. So they actually found a way to sort of pay homage. And I think that there's actually going to be a number 8 because they've got Jason sort of looks like at some point like Hannibal Lecter. So what can I tell you? This will certainly be the big movie this week. Do not take small kids to it because it is incredibly violent. It's a little bit sentimental on not only... On some of the stories that I'm not going to tell you about it, but it is what it is. I mean, I know everybody hates that term, including me, but it is better than some of them. Not as good as, and it's still got fast cars. One of the women who's working on the film was there, and I said, "Have you seen it?" And she said, "Don't tell anybody." But I stayed for the first 10 minutes and then left. It's a very testosterone sort of infused, if not soaked, movie. And there are a whole lot of women in very scanty clothes. And she said, if they're going to show that many butt cheeks of women, why don't we see butt cheeks of men? And I suppose seeing the overdeveloped pecs of Vin and Dwayne may be the functional equivalent. Not really. It is certainly a male-dominated, male-focused testosterone movie. But having said that, it is there's some unbelievable stunts in it. If you're trying to follow the plot, give it up. So some people like this, one of the as the people who've seen all of them. I think I have actually seen all of them. And it's basically going to, I think, earn a lot of money. It will do very well overseas because, again, the plot doesn't make any difference. And you'll like the stunts, all right? So I think I gave it 3.5 stars, maybe 3.5 stars. It's too long. And it's very noisy. And it has 14 endings. But having said that, it'll be the number one movie, I think. Which will probably, although if you've got kids, you probably still want to take them to see Home rather than than Fast and Furious. But if you've got any males from the age of about 12 up, they're going to be really thrilled with this movie. All righty. In addition, I just wanted to mention something which I've talked about before, but I was sort of hunting around for something last night and ran across my ESPN 30 for 30. Do you guys know about that? And it's a little unclear. I should check it out to see whether they put out a new one every year, because I have the series 2. But they are some of the best documentaries that are made. I mean, they're always very well made. They're very well shot. They're usually focusing on sports figures, but they're not really sports documentaries per se. The ones I watched last night were, and I've seen probably there are 30 of them. I have not seen all 30 of them, although I have them. I just forget that I have them and watch other stuff. But I watched the one about Jimmy Connors last night, which is great fun. I watched the one about Bernie King and Ernie Groenfeld. And which is kind of tragic, but I mean they're just exceptionally well done. And some of them are funny, some of them are upsetting, but they always put them out around Christmas time as a stocking stuffer. And the first time they sent them to me, I just sort of thought, well, out of curiosity, because you know I do like sports and whatever. But they're really very very well done, and vary in terms of subject. They have 30 different docs, 30 different directors, and 30 different subjects at least. And I highly recommend them. So for everybody, and they're great to have kind of around when, you know, when you're looking for something to look at. And they're just dependably good and well done. So I thought I would mention that as well. Tribeca Film Festival is begun, and I've seen about they did something unusual this year. They had some pre-festival screenings, so I've seen a bunch, but they've all been embargoed, so I can't actually tell you about them for another couple of weeks. But there will be gobs of movie reviews at drjoy.com in about 2 weeks when I can release. I'm just doing them as I go along, so I don't forget about. I mean, if you've seen a movie a year ago and trying to review it, it gets a little iffy. 855-99-3759. If there's something you'd like to talk with me about, I've got about a half hour with you. 855-99-3759. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-99-37569. It turns out Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in a new movie about zombies with Abigail Breslin coming out in May.
And that's Little Miss Sunshine, right? Abigail Breslin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And Mr. I Will Be Back. And you will be too, but you'll be a zombie. I don't know. I don't know. These guys who can't act, you know, it's amazing. But what can I tell you? All righty, 855-99-37569. Okay, let's finish up. I'm trying to remember when I put the question up about your senses, you know, enhancing senses. I think I was talking more about the kind of superpowers, but I figure if I put up superpowers, I was going to say to fly, right? So, okay, we get it. That's what we all want to do. Although I had an opportunity. I've been whining to Manny about this all week. I have some friends who have a private plane, and they very graciously offered to fly me and a friend to Florida. Actually, it would have been today, which I thought was really nice and was really tempted until I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, private plane, what are the dimensions? So I asked them for the plane. It's a gorgeous plane. It's a jet. But the interior dimensions are the height is 5'9", the width is 6 feet, and the depth is 14 feet. And it put 8 people in it.
It's like a sardine can. I mean, that's just...
It's like a claustrophobic sort of nightmare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a small plane, a flight that usually takes about 2.5 hours will take about 4+ and be bounced around. And I thought, you know what? Fares to Florida are not very...
Dealing with turbulence on something like that is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, that's it. And the problem for me is not only do I have to do it, but I have to come back. And so I was really tempted because, first of all, it sounds kind of very jet-setty, right, and very cool. I think I want John Travolta's plane, which is the 747. But I thought, you know, it's not only that I would go, but then I have to come back. So it turns out I actually had something I have to do on Monday, and they were not coming back till Monday, so I couldn't really do it. But then when I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and thought, you know, I think for the price of a ticket, and it's really cheap to go to Florida, not this weekend, actually, but I'm not sure I wanted to be in Florida this weekend anyway. It's spring break. But I figured in the next couple of weeks it's like $100 round, or $200 round trip. So that's what I decided. So speaking of enhancing, I want to be able to fly, but not on a private plane, I guess. Barbara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was, and now the name of the movie's totally gone out of my mind. It won Oscars, and it was the number one movie, and the guy was ran around in his underwear a lot.
Birdman?
What I'm talking about. Pardon?
Birdman.
Thank you.
With Michael Keaton? Sure.
Yes. I could not have come up with it. I guess after I had seen it, I walked away from it, and I thought, I cannot figure out why they even made this movie. Can you tell me? You know, what was the purpose of the movie?
All right, first of all, it's really interesting that you should ask me that, because somebody was asking me, essentially, I did an interview on a podcast with somebody yesterday, and they had the same response. They said that this was a movie that was really meant to be an art house movie. It was meant to be kind of, you know, artsy-craftsy, about a man sort of trying... Let me just tell you the plot, but I'm not going to do the spoiler, okay? This is Michael Keaton,
yeah.
And this won all sorts of awards, including the Oscar.
I can't believe it.
The idea is that Michael Keaton plays, and the backstory is you have to know a little bit that Michael Keaton in real life played Batman, right? And then has not had much of a career since then. So the idea about Birdman is that Michael Keaton, who's the character in the play, played Birdman. He played this kind of, he looks like a combination of a bird and Batman, which I guess Batman does anyway. And this was his great success. And everybody associates him with that role, but he views himself as a real actor, so he wants to mount a comeback on Broadway. And he's got Edward Norton, who's an actor, who's pretty disdainful of him. And he's got a daughter from whom he's estranged, and there are all sorts of things that go on in the play, in the movie. It is a combination, and I think the reason it is a Mexican director, I'm not sure exactly the reason that people love this movie, except I think everybody likes Michael Keaton, and there are some really Barb is exactly right that the probably everybody's favorite scene is he gets locked out of the theater in his underwear and wanders through Times Square in his underwear. And for all of us who've ever had that dream about, you know, being naked or in our underwear and under spotlight, but it was certainly one man's perception of growing older and art and all sorts of things. I don't think anybody ever anticipated when they did that movie that it was going to have the popular success that it did. And in fact, I think it was the lowest rated Oscar in terms of ticket sales ever. And in fact, if you take American Sniper out of the 10 or the 8 movies that were nominated this year, it was by far and away the lowest grossing group ever. So the idea of enlarging the Oscars to up to 10 was to get some things like Fast and Furious, which is never going to happen, but some movies that were more popular rather than art house movies, so that the Oscars would be more inclusive. And it clearly did not work. So they're going back next year to 5. The question everybody has is the final scene. And I don't want to tell you what the final scene is because then it becomes a spoiler, but I think everybody sees in that what they want to see in it. And for me, that's not a bad, that may define art, is that people see in it what they want to see. But why it was popular, I think, was a combination of Michael Keaton, because people like him, and kind of some pretty good word of mouth. But as the person I was talking to a couple of days ago said, this is the best movie that no one's ever seen. Nobody really went to see that movie. And I think a lot of people who went to see it because it was Oscar nominated and won the Oscar went to see it because they thought, well, it's a great movie, and were fairly disappointed in it. So it was not my choice. I thought the best movie of the year by a lot was Selma, which wasn't even nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't.
No.
It was Hollywood people that vote for
this. Well, it is. It is Hollywood people, and the idea of having a comeback and being able to have some superpowers. I think Boyhood, I think the movies that were nominated this year were very much inside movies, that this was an insider movie about aging and art, and a very popular actor who hasn't done much recently. And I think Boyhood, see, I thought that was a very ordinary movie, but the whole sort of hook on it was that it was shot with the same actors over 12 years. And if you remember that a lot of the people who vote for Oscars are actors, the idea of, listen, if this is the future of movies and I sign on for a movie and I have a job for the next 12 years, whoopee!
Like I say, friends, I thought, I love movies like you're saying that when you walk away, it's got to make you think and be ended and stuff. But I did. We've had a hard time understanding why it's done so well.
Well, it actually hasn't. In terms of box office,
like
it has not done well. No.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it has not done very well in terms of, things like Interstellar, I think, made more money in a weekend than it made for its entire run, so.
Okay.
I'm not sure that that's completely accurate, but it probably is, actually.
Close enough.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Fast and Furious will make more money this weekend than Birdman did in its entire run.
And then you can count and know that I won't be at that one.
No, I wouldn't necessarily encourage you, but you'll get a kick out of home. It's actually kind of sweet.
Right. That's good to know.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for the info.
My pleasure. I love playing charades on the radio. Okay, which one was the guy running around in his underwear? Okay. Renee, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a five and a half year old daughter and a 3.5 year old daughter, and the reason I'm calling is my 5.5 year old, she's gotten a lot more tantrums this past couple months, and like manipulative tantrums. She doesn't get her way or things, and then more like the frustration tantrums where if something goes wrong, she's really unpleasant. And
I got it. Hang on for just a second. When we come back, see if you can give me a specific example. I get it, but see if you can give me a specific example. I'll give you all the time you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Renee has got a 7.5-year-old who's turned into Monster Kid. Renee, has there been something that, has there been a change in her life?
Did you say 7.5? Or
yeah.
I meant 5.5.
5.5.
It's okay.
Okay.
Has there been something in her life?
Did she just start school? Did she change a teacher?
Well, you know, last January she was in a Spanish immersion preschool, and then she switched in like February to a different immersion preschool, and then she started kindergarten September of last year. So it's been, I mean, kind of a lot of switches for her. And
but when did the new behavior begin?
I think it's been like last couple months.
Well, she
noticed just a really increase in it. I know she doesn't enjoy school, and that's
I was going to say. I think you're probably right, because what happened, if you're telling me in the last couple months, and we sort of go backward from that, if she's not crazy, if she had three changes in school in a year. And then she had Christmas vacation, which means she was away from school. Do you stay home with a 3.5-year-old?
With her twice a week. And then the rest of the time I'm at work, or she's in preschool.
Okay. You may notice that she, first of all, it's, and I need you to take me through a tantrum, but it's very likely. First of all, kids go through, you know, we're aware of the terrible twos and the fearsome fours, but about every 2 years, kids go through another kind of lurch toward independence, which can result in temper tantrums and whatever. And we're very well prepared for the two-year-old. The four-year-old, if we're sophisticated, because we know about the fearsome fours, but everybody forgets that it's about every 2 years after that. So you get a year of calm, and then you get 6 to 8 months of crazy, because the kid is just exploring boundaries. And when you've got the additional frustration of 3 days a week, when the five-year-old goes off to school, the three-year-old gets to stay home with mom. And that's going to make her, and she doesn't like school to begin with.
No.
So yeah. So
I can't. I'm not going to change her teacher. I mean, I went to volunteer and a lot. I was able to observe, and she's kind of first year at teaching, and she's kind of a drill sergeant type approach. So
yeah.
And gives breaks for that behavior, which I mean I'm glad, but it's been a real switch for her because she never had that before, or just different things that she's never had in any type of setting.
Okay, which makes it understandable to both of us what's really going on here. So the question is, what do we do about it? And the answer is, so is she in school 5 days a week?
Yep.
What are the possibilities of putting her in school 4 days a week, and then one of the days you're home with a 3.5-year-old that you keep this kid out as well, since it's not kindergarten yet? It's not first grade.
It's kindergarten. It's kindergarten.
Is it mandatory in your state?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is she in full day or half day?
Full day.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
She's always been in full day. And she's always had full day. It's not like, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. So that's a little less. Give me an example of the latest temper tantrum.
Well, this past weekend, while I worked shoot, they were both at my parents' and went to pick them up, and their parents were going to take us out to dinner at Perkins, and she just had this full-blown tantrum and screaming and yelling, and it's just I'm a little bit embarrassed, you know. And then my dad.
Did she have the tantrum at the house or at the restaurant?
At the house. Yep.
And what was the cause of her frustration? What was she unhappy about?
She wanted a different restaurant, and she wanted to go to a different restaurant, and we all wanted to go to Perkins, and you know, we're just tired of rationally saying, well, you know, all of us want this restaurant, and you're the only one that doesn't. And then my dad started to kind of joke with her, oh, you know, we're gonna videotape this, and then she started to laugh. Like, so you can really see that it's a manipulation.
Of course it is. It's attention. Yeah. Look, kiddo, it's attention must be paid. I feel like nobody's paying any attention to me. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we need to do, believe it or not, is, and you can, because she's not stupid.
No.
Is explain to her when she goes along with things that she gets gold stars. And when she gets a certain amount of gold stars, she gets to pick the video, or she gets to pick the restaurant, or she gets to stay up 15 minutes late. You guys can work out for her what she wants as a reward. And when she has a temper tantrum, everybody's just going to ignore her. Because if we're correct, and there's really not a whole lot of wiggle room here, that she's saying attention must be paid, and it may have been that when you came in that everybody was focusing on you, or you were focusing on the 3.5-year-old, or she felt. So her whole thing is, I know how to get attention, and she didn't give a damn about the restaurant. She just figured, if you say it's black, I'll say it's white, and everybody will pay attention to me, and I'll have a temper tantrum. And we know that it was not something she felt strongly about, because your father could tease her out of it. But I think that understand, she got exactly what she wanted at that moment, which was attention. So the deal has to be, but you have to explain to her ahead of time, that you get no attention whatsoever. You're not going to get scolded. You're not going to get anything, because scolding is better. Kids would rather be praised than punished, rather be punished than ignored. When you have a temper tantrum, we're going to pretend that you're not there. However, when you go along with things, or you say, Mom, can we talk about going to Chuck E. Cheese? Then you get a gold star, and you tell me how many gold stars and what the surprise should be or what the present should be. So she knows not only this will not get me attention, but this will get me attention. And then you probably need some individual time with her. That she knows.
We just had spring break, and it was horrible.
Well, but the spring break was the 3.5-year-old involved as well?
No, not for 3 of those days.
Okay, so what happened on the 3 days that she was with you?
Well, granted, she was sick over the weekend, so I give her that. She probably was recovering, but we went to Target and. She got some chapstick, and then we got some for her sister, too, and then...
Kids hate shopping.
What?
Kids don't like shopping. They like buying themselves something, but they don't like shopping because it takes too long, and they don't get what to do, and they're told not to touch things. And when she says, I want this, you say no. That isn't time. Time spent just the two of you is something doing she wants to do. It may be coloring on your stomach. It may be taking a walk in the park. It should be something that she likes to do on her time frame and her rhythm and just for her. And it should be scheduled so she knows she can look forward to it.
Okay.
Try explaining to her today, going and taking her, saying, listen, you're a really smart kid and you need to be big sister for Ashley. But when you do that kind of stuff, we're just going to pretend that you're not there. So you get no attention whatsoever. Not going to yell at you, but we're not going to pay any attention to you. Grandpa's not going to try and tease you. We're not going to argue with you. We're just not going to play. But when you were good and go along, or even when you have an idea, you get a gold star. And when you let's get you a notebook, and we'll get the stars, and you can figure out what you want. But try it with her today, and then we can talk tomorrow if we need to. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.